Blog Talk Radio.
Thinking I really, 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 really run this bitch.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Wait.
One goddamn minute.
Wait.
Hold up, wait a minute.
Wait.
Start shit, then I finish. Hard head on list.
On list.
Diamonds on my wrist, glitz.
Glitz.
Nigga, let me feel tremendous.
Tremendous.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Wait.
Wait a minute.
Woo.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Wait.
Wait a minute.
Woo.
Start shit, then I finish.
Finish.
Hard head on list.
On list.
Diamonds on my wrist, glitz.
Glitz.
Nigga, let me feel tremendous.
My AI just changed. It just buzzed the front gate. I thank God you came. How many more days could I wait? I made plans with you, and I won't let them fall through. I think I lie for you. I think I die for you. Jodeci cry for you. Do things when you want me to. Like controller, controller. Yeah, like controller, controller. Yeah, okay, you like it when I get aggressive. Tell you to go slower, go faster. Like controller, controller. Yeah. Like controller, controller. And I'm never on a wasting shawty. I do it how you say you want it. Them girls, they just wanna take my money. They don't want me to give you nothing. They don't want you to have nothing. They don't wanna see me find your loving. They don't wanna see me smiling back when they pre knowing I lie for you. Thinking I die for you. Jodeci cry for you. Do things when you want me to. Like controller, controller. Yeah. Like controller, controller.
Y'all yeah. Tear off me garments. And I'm all to come in me apartment. Cool. The girl them on the length and strength. Action speak louder than argument. Well,
but you can't just diss and come tell me I'm sorry. You can't listen to me talk and go tell my story. Nah, it don't work like that when you love somebody. My old flex is my new flex now and we're working on it. Yeah, and that's why I need all the energy that you bring to me. My last girl would tear me apart, but she never wanna split a thing with me. But when it comes to you, I think I lie for you. I think I die for you. Do things when you want me to. Like controller, controller. Yeah. Like controller, controller. Yeah. And I'm never on a wasting shawty. I do it how you say you want it. Them girls, they just wanna take my money. They don't want me to give you nothing. They don't want you to have nothing. They don't wanna see me find your loving. They don't wanna see me smiling back when they be.
That girl got you too excited. That money had you too excited. Them cars had you way out your character. That jewelry got you way out your character. Them girls got you way out your character. The fame got you way out of character. The store got you way out of character. I saw you love, now you way out of character. I should've known you would cost me. I should've known you would cost me. I should've known you were talking. I should've known you.
I should've known you would cross me. Because I'm on and I'm saucy. And I'm gone and you salty. Steam coming from your head like a coffee. My reality is better than your dreams, nigga. My whole pussy hole is wetter than your dreams, nigga. My whole legs spread wider than your wings, nigga. Put your head in a microwave thing, nigga. You out of character, slime, you out of character. And me, I'm out of patience, sick and tired like malaria. These hoes like mosquitoes, these niggas trying to be hoes. What happened to that boy? And I ain't pushing Tito. Super, where the cup at? I'm working on my comeback. Girl, I'm with, got much class, but she got a dumbass. I keep a money bag, a drug bag, and a gun bag. These niggas ain't even shining, making the sun mad. Rappers in my lunch bag, me and Future have a food fight. Bedroom full of new dice, old green and new white. That's old money, that's new coke, that's young money. That's 24/7365, that's cash money. I'm like, who-oh, who-oh, who-oh.
I should've known you across me.
Yeah,
I should've known you across me.
I tell him, cool-oh.
I should've known you across me.
I tell him, adios.
I should've known you across me.
I'm on my patio.
I should've known you across me.
Thinking about Hollywood.
I should've known you across me.
I tell him, adios.
I should've known you across me.
Yeah.
should've known you were close, man. I was looking in your eyes, you ain't built like that. You ain't built like that.
I should've known you were a
They say I ain't a rapper, I'm a trapper. I be with the robbers and the killers and the kidnappers. I'll fuck your bitch in your crib, watch the kids out, but still fuck a bitch. Fuck the ring, motherfucker, pout. I don't, I should've known she ain't really love me. I should've known she just wanna fuck me. I fucked up, don't judge me. I got this money and I ain't turn it down. This money turn your life up or bring your family down. Some of the closest nigga to me now come around. Cause some of the closest nigga to me, I gun them down. Real. I should've known you would cross me. I'm from the hood, it wouldn't taught me. Go hard into the old me.
I should've known you would cross me. I should've known you would cross me.
Pull up, love.
Where you at?
I'm around the way, I'm waiting on you to pull up.
Alright, I'm coming.
I should've known you were close to me. I should've known you were close to me.
Hello?
I should've known you were close to me. I got some niggas that was there, they ain't no longer there. I don't care, I don't cry about it. And I'm barely getting sleep anyway. I should've known you were close to me.
Matthew and I were discussing some of the things about why you've discounted on a subconscious level some of the things that have happened, because absence of evidence is not evidence of absence. And he said something very profound for an Australian. This is heavy duty shit. But he said, I decided to do it, even though it was stupid, I decided to do it. Stupid meaning the follow the process. To an intellectually bright guy who's an engineer. And see, you won't. You'll figure out a better way. And he followed a stupid process that works and has been working for 45 years, 20-some years before when I was doing it, and 22 years since I've been coaching. And he called it. He wasn't trying to be insulting or anything. He says, I just decided to follow this, you know. How did you say it?
Instead of trying to be smart, I would just try to be stupid, shut that part off of my brain, and just do it.
And what happens? He did it. And that's why it's hard for the YouTubers and all the other, because you can't dumb down. You will not believe that it's easy. You won't. But he put it very succinctly. He just dumbed down and shut off that part of his brain and just followed the steps. You don't need fucking case studies. You have a fucking template. You have a motherfucking script that a fucking monkey can read. That Alex wants a fucking case study. Because he wants to know the shit behind it, because he's stupid. And that's why he's fucking poor. You don't need any motherfucking case studies. How many fucking times do I have to say? You have the fucking script. I said, don't change a fucking word on the script. Not a comma. If it's got misspelled fucking words, send it out misspelled. The last thing you fucking need is a fucking case study. This is why you're fucking poor. This is why the cocksuckers watching this on YouTube are so fucking poor.
DJ Eskimo City, the coolest DJ on the motherfucking planet.
Got the money counting on me, baby, how you love that? I'm a big timer, baby, how you love that? Got the money counting on me, baby, how you love that? Got bottles on me right now, how you love that? Just a traitor. No sports
paper every day I wake up. I can't get no sleep, I'm running the bands way up. Louboutins on my feet, getting laced up. Hublot wrapped around my wrist, it's perfect timer. Hublot wrapped around her wrist, I'm trying to find her. I got fine bitches on me just like China. Here's your chance for you to prove it, girl, line up. Ain't no pressure, got a Draco busting diamonds. If you care about it, put her in designer.
DJ Esco.
Told her wanna taste of the highlight. Told her wanna taste of the highlight. Tossin' up right now, how you love that? We tossin' up right now, how you love that? Top of my ceiling, oh yeah. Raymond's some Cody, I want it. Raymond's some bars, I want it. I got a feeling she want me like I want her. Told her wanna taste of the highlight. Told her wanna taste of the highlight. Tossing up right now, how you love that? We tossing up right now, how you love that? Activism red, how you love that? Activism red, how you love that? You need that drip, you want a drip, I show you drip. I'ma get on that drip, like the drip, they like the drip. You want a drip, you know we drip.
All right, peace to the gods. What's going on? It's your boy Jonah Bay. Welcome to Consultation Wednesday, where I answer all y'all's questions. Hold on, let me start these lives. All right, I'm live on YouTube. Let me get Instagram started. On Instagram. Like I said, y'all are now on the Consultation Wednesday show where I answer all the questions on all the various remedies that you're trying to get in the whole nine. I hope everyone's doing wonderful, magnificent, and great, and peace to the gods to everyone. I want to pick up and read more about the 59th Congress Act called the Expatriation Act of 1868. We're going to read it before I start going, read a little something from it before I start going into questions for Consultation Wednesday. Now, this is something that we've never done in our declarations. So through reading this, it's making our declarations to the Moorish Empire more concrete. But let's start right here. I can't tell you exactly where I'm at. It's on page 597 of the PDF, and it's on the third paragraph. It says, the petition shall set forth that he is not a disbeliever in or opposed to organized government, a member of affiliated with any organized government, a polygamist or believer in the practice of polygamy, and it is not in his intentions to become a citizen of the United States and renounce absolutely and forever all allegiance and fidelity to any foreign prince, potentate, state, or sovereignty, and particularly by the name of the prince, potentate, state, sovereignty, of which at the time of filing his petition may be a citizen or subject, that it is his intention to reside permanently within the United States, and whether or not he has been denied admission as a United States citizen, and if denied, the grounds and grounds of such denial in the court and courts in which such decision was rendered, and that the cause for such denial has such been cured and removed, and every fact material to the naturalization and required to be proved upon the final hearing of his application. The petition shall also be verified by affidavits of at least two credible witnesses who are citizens of the United States and who shall state in their affidavits that they have personally known the applicant to be a resident of the United States for a period of at least 5 years continuously, and of the state, territory, or district in which the application is made for a period at least 1 year immediately preceding the date of the filing of his petition, and that each have personal knowledge that the petitioner is the person of good moral character and that he is in every way qualified in their opinion to be admitted as a citizen of the United States. At the time of the filing of his petition, there shall be filed with the clerk of court a certificate from the Department of Commerce and Labor if the petitioner arrives in the United States after the passage of this act, stating the date, place, and manner of his arrival in the United States, and the declaration and intention of such petitioner, which certificate of declaration shall be attached to and made part of said petition. Now, let me say this. When we are doing our declaration to be Moors of the Moorish Empire, we have not had the witnesses. We're going to go back and make sure we put witnesses in to our declarations just to be on par with what everyone else is doing when they're doing a declaration and intent to declare their nationality. See, this is why it's important to read these type of laws to see what you're missing. You know? Now, did y'all know y'all was missing that? I didn't know. It's not in mine. You know? So we definitely want to do stuff according to law. Now, we haven't gotten to this part yet, but further down, it will explain how to renounce your citizenship of the United States. And that's the part we are most interested in. But we're going to make sure we got the proper elements in the declaration. You know what I mean? So this is why this is important, in case y'all was wondering, why he's reading how to become, you know, a United States citizen. No, it ain't about that. It's about making sure you know how to renounce the citizenship and do your declaration correctly by law. All right, so with that being said, I guess let me open up the call lines. I don't see that many callers. We probably going to have a short show if it ain't that many callers. I could have kept on reading, but I just looked and seen that it's not that many callers. I'm going to 917-804. Peace to the God. Peace. 917-804. All right, they don't know their number. All right, I'm going to 786-820. Peace to God.
How you doing, Jonah?
I'm doing wonderful, magnificent, and great. How you doing?
Man, blessed with the large amounts of health and wealth that flow quickly and easily to all of us.
What's going on with you?
I want to see you know, how close we are to the agreement on this. And I, you know, I'm still looking at it, but I've been looking at it a long time, and I've been thinking, you know, basically, I don't know if I could even change the way I look at it. At least 15 years, I've been saying that, you know, it wouldn't be legit for me to renounce citizenship because it wasn't legit in the first place. So, you know, the renunciation process is another trap.
That's not true, B. That's not true. Why? Have you researched it to find out if that's true, or are you just stating other people's opinion?
Well, I've looked at it. Just to, if it's not legitimate, then I wouldn't want to go through their process to get rid of it. Kind of like actually similar to the name change. They trying to word the name change like I'm going to ask them permission to change the name. I'm not asking permission. I'm going to tell them what to call me, what I authorize them to call me. Dog. Right?
This is what I'm saying. You can do all of that. That don't mean that they're going to fucking recognize what you're saying. If it's not in their system, if it's not in their computers, they don't recognize it. So you're just asking for a world of hurt. They do shit by assumption. So if it's not in their computer to say your name is da-da-da, they're going to call you by your straw man's name, what they've always called you. Right? Now, as far as
I want to put a document to him in the court. All right.
Dog, let me talk. Stop cutting me off. Damn, this is my show, not yours. Now, as far as expatriation, they wouldn't have put this law out just before they start doing the Reconstruction Act. So they gave you a remedy to say, yo, I don't want to be a part of this. And this is what you have to do not to be a part of it, the United States. Now, if you don't, under the 14th Amendment, you are automatically a United States citizen, which is a 14th Amendment citizen, automatically. Because that's the assumption. If you didn't say I'm not, then you are assumed that you are. Now, go ahead, brother, what you were saying.
Well, I've been saying for probably 15 years, you know, just about any time they trying to have me sign, you know, sign anywhere, put my mark anywhere, you know, I've been putting, you know, I've been saying I'm not, you know, not a citizen, you know, like I had to get a damn state ID.
But it's not in their computer system. It's the same as the Moors been traveling with travel IDs and all that for mad years, getting locked up, right? I come with the injunction where we put them on notice that we have the right to travel and I send it to the right people. Now, all of a sudden, it's in their computer system and no one's bothered with the injunction. You know what I mean? It's called declarations. It's proper ways to do it. Just because you wake up one day and say, I'm this, I'm that, don't mean no one's going to recognize you as that. I mean, especially this government. You know, the regular people you meet recognize you as that.
So is there any difference between the expatriation and the renunciation process, or are they identical?
Oh, now that's a great question.
Because I like the expatriation, but the renunciation, I'm real leery of that.
Yeah, we don't do renunciation because renunciation to me is when you're saying you ain't going to be in the United States no more. I'm talking about the country, the land, right? Expatriation is what they do when they become senators, presidents, and all that. So we're going to do what they do. You see what I'm saying?
I've been considering myself an expat already for freaking like a couple decades, you know, even if
I understand. We just want it in their computer system. Listen, exactly. It's just like the trust. It's just like the Express Trust. You know, I taught y'all how to do trust years ago with the car trust webinar, right? And it worked, but they didn't really consider it a trust until I took it down to the real estate department and registered it there. And then it was in their computer system. We got to leave this alone. This isn't a part of the United States. So it's just proper procedures to put them on notice. You see what I'm saying? And that's why I say we got to follow the law.
So just because they create a boilerplate, right, for the name change, and they're like, oh, yeah, fill this out, and then they word it in a way, it's the word, they make it look like you coming to them and saying, will you please change my name instead of telling them to change the name.
You could change that application any way you see fit. You know that, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I just want to change the wording so I'm not
it's
not like I'm acquiescing.
Yeah, as long as you're going to the court to officially get that court order. So then, because you got to remember, my process is based on the law where you're not going to put that new name on a social. You're not going to put that new name on the birth certificate. You're going to use that new name, like Noble Drew Ali said, get a new name and do business in your new name. So you ain't going to have no direct business with the United States. So therefore, you need the court order to prove this is my name. If, when they come at you, let's say you're driving. Then when they come at you, they're going to come at you under that straw man's name. You're going to be like, yo, that's not my name. My name is Jonah Bay. And matter of fact, here's my IDP with my name, Jonah Bay. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I'm all about having the law on my side and having the proof that they can't deny. So let's say you got pulled over. Now they're trying to get you in court. They still have that straw man's name. You move for a motion for dismissal because that's not my name, and you send a copy of the court order. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, and then I'm trying to say the same thing about the citizenship thing. Like, I'm not trying to not have some in their record specifying what I am and what I'm not. I definitely want it in the record, but I'm not trying to go use their language in their forms. I'm going to tailor the language,
well,
you know, so it's appropriate. So it's
declaration. Because you can declare what you want to declare.
Yeah.
You ain't using their boilerplate or nothing like that. You feel me?
And that's the distinction I'm saying. Like, so they got a specific renunciation process. I'm not going to say I've studied it, but it's basically we want to put it in the record official. We not citizen for sure, you know, and we don't want to.
The other one, I've never studied this first one that was made. So what I'm really doing is reading this first one to see the differences between that newer one to this one. Because half the time when they make a new law, what they're doing is diminishing the old one. So I want to know. I want to know what's the difference. Why did you create a new one if you had this one? What is in this one that's so damaging to you?
Well, even if they got in their records something that say so-and-so has been a citizen, they was born on, you know, such a day, they've always been a citizen. We're not coming to them like, okay, we're going to stop being a citizen and doing some process like that. We're coming to them like, actually, we never were a citizen, and we're putting you on notice that we're not a citizen.
But for your records, here's an expatriation to say I renounce your citizenship the way you want me to. I'll do it. And now it's no question. I'm not one of your 14th Amendment citizens.
See, I heard before, and it would make perfect sense to me if they would do it like this, because anything that's dangerous to them, then they want to try to co-opt it and redefine it. So they got, they set out this, renunciation process, and that's some shit that I think is poison. You know, like, not that we don't want to reject all that. We're going to reject all that, but we don't want to go through their official process, because they got hidden in that some kind of a way to get us to take a position, whether we even realize it or not, that this shit was legitimate ever and that now we undoing it.
No.
And so we taking a different angle. It was never legit.
Dog, it was never legit because if you go back a couple of weeks, I read that it was forced upon you. And the Supreme Court said it was forced upon you. So therefore, it wasn't legit. Right? So it goes without question, it isn't legit. All you have to do is say it in your declaration.
Well, the 14th can't even, it don't make no one a citizen at birth, you know, because not only So it says that all persons born and naturalized within the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof are automatically citizens. And so it's like, it's not just being born and naturalized, it's being born and naturalized and being subject to the jurisdiction. And the only way you can be and subject to the jurisdiction is if you consent and you enter into the contract and you stay there and you don't.
We are saying the same shit. But you got to have it in their records, in their computer system, that that's your position.
Exactly. So I
you
had to get
mean?
A state ID. I had to get a state ID the other day because I don't have the IEP yet. And I had to do something financial, and I couldn't do it without the ID. So I went and got a state ID. So I signed you know, where they try to have me sign, it says, I signed UCC 1-308 threat, duress, and coercion. And I didn't put anything else but that. So now I got the state ID in the mail, and that's what you can see that it says in the signature. Say UCC 1-308 coercion.
I understand that, but that doesn't stop them from putting you in their jurisdiction. When you hand them that state ID, anyone that ID, they're gonna assume that you are a U.S. citizen, even with that verbiage on. I know people like Akeem used to be with me, and he taught people to do that. And all the motherfuckers still got tickets and everything else, man. All I'm saying is, this is why we're going on Patreon, and I'm gonna be showing people how to address it to the legislator, where we're gonna make them give us Moore's ID that they have to recognize because it came from them.
Well, at the end of the day, man, is there ever a situation where you?
Just like the Delaware Moors did, we are going to follow the path of the ancestors.
How often do you need a passport to accomplish something, whether it be opening an account, buying a ticket, whatever? Is there those times where the IDP, you can't use it for that? You need the passport because it's a government issue?
Exactly.
What kind of things? It's like buying airline tickets? Opening a certain kinds of accounts.
Man, that's not true because I travel with just my birth certificate and an old picture ID.
Like an expired government ID, you mean?
Yup. Any old ID that they used to recognize. You got to go to extra screening. But you have no problem getting on the plane or anything. And I've been doing that for the last 10 years.
Could it be a government ID that expired 20 years ago? Like, is there a certain time going back?
Yes. It just got to look like you. If you look the same, yes.
Bet. I'm going to let someone else ask questions, man. And have a blessed week.
You too, my brother. Peace. I'm going to call up 321-291. Now the
This is what I got because I gotta respect this. I got I gotta respect it so I can grow. I'm learning that for damn self, man. I used to be just doing shit.
That nigga in a whole nother conversation. Let me go to 334-434. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace, Jonah.
What's going on, God?
Man, it's a beautiful day. Appreciate hearing you. And the discussion is timely for me. But I'm grateful and appreciative of large sums of money that comes to us quickly and easily and to all of us, good health and sound mind. Ashe, ashe, ashe.
Ashe.
All right, I just did the... you recognize the voice, but we just did the naturalization situation, went through all of that, and now in the process of sending in the proper paperwork to get the official documents, the next thing on the list is the passport, and I'm trying to sort out the best way to go with that, because I want to do the official declaration with the my Moorish name. And the same name as in on the trust, but I'm wondering if that thing that they say in the reading, it says three the same amount of time it would have taken you to become legal in the in a, any country or in the Moorish empire, that's the same amount of time it'll take you to get out of this. I mean, I don't know if I misunderstood that, because I think the estimate is 3 years.
Yeah, 3 years. You got to remember, they do witchcraft. Everything is done on threes. And that's just the way
it
is.
So I'm wondering if I so do I need to just simply wait for the three to let that expire? Okay, so I'll just go with it.
Make sure you have your witnesses that say they've known you for over three and all that. You know what I mean? Just what we were just reading.
Right, right. All right. And the other thing, the other controversy is being permanent, have a social, but hadn't used it for a minute. But in order, in this state, they said in order to obtain the benefits that you've accumulated over the past working so many years, you have to put this in there, or else it's like all that you've done is basically gone. And, you know, they've taken some currency from me, and I'd like to get it back.
I overstand.
So I was just wondering about
that. We are working on getting to the CAFR accounts. Do you rather have your Social Security coming back to you, or would you rather have those CAFR accounts worth billions?
Yeah, for
then I'm doing what I need to do to get into those accounts. The hell with trying to take. You got to understand. I say this law all the time. It's called expatriation law, right? And
right,
it says you can't take no benefits from a nation that has a treaty with the Moorish Empire, right? So I'm not going to take those little Social Security benefits. I'm not taking that. But, you know, that's a personal choice of yours. I'm not taking it, that shit. I want it all. I want my inheritance.
Right. Okay. So I'll go like the way I've been going. I'll pay my way.
Right. I mean, I think that's more important, you know what I mean, to me. I mean, I can't tell everyone else what they should do, but I'm telling you what it is for me.
Right. All right. I've been on Patreon from the time you told me it was active, and so I'm just waiting for them classes to start, man. I've been there.
Everyone who is a member of Patreon, send me an email, because I'm doing something tomorrow night on the Patreon. I want to invite y'all.
Oh, good.
Your emails. All right.
All right.
Thank you.
Appreciate it, man. Peace to the gods.
All right. I'm going 336-722. Peace to the God.
Peace. Peace, Elder Bay. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful, magnificent, and great. How you doing?
You sure are. Yes,
you know,
sir.
I'm going to ask the question. When an idea is expired, how come they never ask you for them back?
That's deep.
It's just something that makes you go, Solar Child said
but
that.
But you know
right?
what? Well, let me ask you that question while the great Elder Solar is on that question right there. What if you tried to cancel your driver's license? What would you do?
Man, people have been doing that for years, and let me show you the outcome. They
correct.
Go in. Some of them take their IDs and make photocopies, send it in, saying I renunciate, I don't want no driver's license, I cancel it and all that. And they cancel it. But the problem is, when they cancel it, do you know they put it in their system that it's been suspended?
So they're still riding the suspended thing. Got it.
And even though it was never suspended, you never did nothing wrong, you say you don't want it, they're going to put it in their system as suspended.
Wow, they are determined to hold on, huh? They want them back on us. Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? your injunction is fire, as you well know. And I think it might make a powerful tool because of the fact it has a contract in it. As you well know, when they don't do what we want them to do, and we decide to take them in for them natural rights violations,
exactly.
Them people owe us money.
Exactly.
Well, shout out to you for that.
You have a contract with the actual people. It matters. The cops work with the sheriff. If the sheriff don't rein in his cops, or one of the cops go rogue and ignore what the computer tells them, you sue that ass.
Exactly.
Violation of natural rights. Operating under
like
color
that.
Of law.
Oh, and one more thing. Let me tell you this, too. On that notion with the whole affidavit thing, you are dead on it. Some of the students with me in the Jonah Bay University have discussed that for quite some time now in regards to using the ancestors, a.k.a. the birth parents, you know what I'm saying, if possible, to sign affidavits. Very powerful. Very
mm-hmm.
powerful. And when they – because basically the birth mother, you know, made the contract. You know, she granted it, and she can undo it. I really believe that, and I got some things that I'm going to talk to you in private about that kind of lead to that.
She can undo it, but you don't need her to undo it. Remember, 1877 Georgia Constitution tells you
all right.
in the Bill of Rights under the Baby Act, no one can sign a contract for you and make you liable. It's just common
correct.
Sense. No one can sign a contract and say, I got to, you know, execute the contract. Yo, you better get
exactly.
those executed. They signed it.
Yup. I wonder how powerful, though, it would be if mom said, basically, they made a contract with you without your consent.
This is what I'm trying to tell you. It's fraud. No one can make a contract for you.
Ah, got it now.
And it's constitutional.
It.
No one can. I don't give a fuck
so
if your mom
the premise not. Is... Right, so the premise is null and void anyway.
Exactly.
Under the
expropriation law I was talking about earlier, it said if we were to step to them on those basis, it would change the citizenship for every American.
Ah.
But no one has used it yet. I plan on using it.
This
plan on everyone. This is why I needed 100 people to be a part of the Patreon so we could step to them as 100 people in this petition to shut this
right.
shit down.
And it's going to be in their system just like you're talking about.
Right. Like I said, the
yep.
Delaware Moors had their own schools. No one could go to the school except for Moors. And it was federally funded, right? They had their own
right.
driver's license where their driver's license, they showed it to the cop. They was immune to all the other shit. It was it was their
yep.
paper for injunction, right?
Right.
And they had all those things. We're going to get that back by stepping to the legislators. With treaties.
All right. Well, I'm gonna make room for somebody else, but I'm gonna ask one more thing because I just want to know your thought about this one right here. What would have been wrong had you said Jonah John Scott Express Trust?
It wouldn't be wrong. It says Express Trust. It's a different name.
Right. And then you got a DBA showing that you was doing business, that Jonah John Scott
now that
was doing
would be
business.
A little confusing. It's a little confusing
right.
because the DBA would be Jonah John Scott Express Trust doing business as Jonah John Scott.
Right. But it
That's
would
a
tie him into the same, wouldn't it?
It'll work, but right. it's a little confusing.
Exactly. Sometimes they need a little bit of that, Elder. But that, you know, to that, though, I'm out. Peace, God.
All right, peace. All right, I'm going to the next caller. I'm going to 929. 929-269-260. Peace to the God. Peace. You there? 929-260. I hear you breathing, but I can't hear you. I'm moving on. I ever a state executive. Peace to the God. Ever a state executive. You don't know what you put your name in as, your number in as? All right, I'm out. I don't be having patience with people. Why put your hand up? You're not ready. I'm going to 310-403. Peace to the God. Peace.
Yeah, peace. Peace, Jonah. Man. So, real quick. When you do that, if you put that straw man name in the name of the express trust like that, like you said, you could do that, but they're going to try to lump you in and like it's a living trust.
It's Noble Drew Ali gave you the keys along. Take on a new name. I don't know why so many people would rather be confused with the straw man's name and cause problems. Look, it ain't no goddamn problem the way I did it. Mine's Jonah John Bay. The other one was Jonah John Scott. They never confused me with the straw man.
And then also another thing, if they look up that name, depending on how long you've been out of the system or if you still got photo and in their mm-hmm. in their photo ID, facial recognition, they're going to pull up that name and pull up Strawman name. And then they're going to say, that's your face.
Exactly.
You know, so you might as well just get a whole separate name.
A whole separate name, and you do the name change. How are you going to do a name change if you still rocking the thing? The same got there going name as your straw man.
Right.
You know what I mean? Even the Bible says you have to be born again. So I wouldn't rock it that way. Someone asked on Instagram, how do I put my hand up on the call? You're going to have to call into the show or go to Jonah Bay Radio, and it'll take you into Block Talk Radio. But the call-in number is 516-418-5649. Once again, 516-418-5649. And that's how you're going to call in. But you got to call early because there's mad motherfucking people with their hands up, and it's almost over. But, yeah, bro, what was you saying?
So, my question is, so we're reading these laws, so we know exactly what it is and what we need to do for this renunciation. So I notice a lot of people's paperwork I've seen over the years
How we're going to do the renunciation for the United States yet. We have an idea of what we're doing, but I want to make sure.
Yeah, you're going to get there. But my thing is, I see some of this paperwork, man. They be having these declarations and all this, and it's like 7 pages long, and they putting in world history and definitions and all that.
Yes,
like,
they are.
Is any of that necessary? That didn't seem necessary.
If you follow, all right, here's the thing. I was just reading the law, and nowhere in the law did it say any of that stuff was needed, did it? But the stuff that's needed, like witnesses and stuff, people don't have.
Right. Yeah.
You see what
everything
I'm saying?
Everything but the kitchen sink.
They put in everything except for the kitchen sink, and they needed the kitchen sink.
They needed the kitchen sink. Right. They need to wash up. Yeah, okay.
So this is my question. I mean, a lot of people have done it the way they was taught by Moorish organizations and temples and all that, and no disrespect. I'm telling you, it's done wrong according to law.
Right. Yeah, it always seemed long-winded to me. It didn't seem like you need to put all that in, and they're not going to read it all anyway.
Well, my question is, you know, if they made the problem, and this is a maximal law, someone makes the problem, they must provide the remedy. If they didn't provide a remedy, you can make your own, but they have provided remedies, so you have to do it their way.
Okay, that's what's up.
All right.
No, I was going to say real quick, man, I ran into a little bit of an issue. I don't think it's much of an issue. I figured out a solve for it, but maybe it's more of a heads up. But sometimes, man, when you try to turn in certain paperwork to get recorded and your foreign trustee uses their stamp instead of signing it, sometimes they might try to reject it and say they want original signature, even though it's notarized.
You have to put it in blue. Blue.
Even when it's blue, yep. Even when it's blue.
If they doing that even
I'm
when
saying,
it's blue?
I had that happen to me.
And the seal?
Even with blue, the seal, like notarized.
They're not
everything.
Supposed to do that. They're not supposed to do that.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I figured a way around it, but I just wanted to put that out there.
Well, how'd you get around it?
Well, I mean, I just had the trustee go back and do it in ink.
I would take a blue pen and put the blue pen over the signature, trace it.
Yep. Yeah, that's what he did.
And then they can't say it's not original.
Yep. Right. Right. Yep.
All right.
Yep.
Peace, God.
All right. Peace.
All right. That's our show for today. They said, can I schedule a consultation for an issue with the mortgage foreclosure? I hate working with mortgage foreclosures because almost 99% of the time you could do all the paperwork correct, you're still going to lose. You're still going to lose. They are adamant about stealing people's houses. Now, I used to have a mortgage business where all I did was help people with foreclosures, right, years ago. And I fought 1,000 cases and only won about three. So I already know how hard it is to win it. But if you still want this consultation, just go to jonahbay.com and set up the consultation, all right? Anyway, that's our show for today. Thank you for tuning in. We're having something tomorrow on my Patreon. And I need anyone that's part of my Patreon to send me an email if you want to join the conversation. Peace to the gods. We out.